We are up to Pedaf Lamed Aleph, and we're up to Esri Abaya. To review what we did yesterday, or review what we have to know for today, is that the Gemara had a question. In the Mishnah, by Suffolk Kedushin, it had a case of Suffolk Karav Lo, Suffolk Karav Lo. But it got to Gerushin, it did not mention that case. And the Gemara's answer was, because by Gerushin, she has a Chazakah, she was a Tzaris Erba, she was Mutal Lashuk. Now you want to ask her, leave her a chazaka. Therefore, we don't require a chalitza. So the Gemara said, a kedushin, she had a heter liyavim. She was before the suffer kedushin to the erva, she was mutter to the yavim. So leave her a chazaka. So the Gemara said, it's a chumra to give chalitza. You're right. Really, she could have yibum. But rabbinically, we say, be machmer, don't do yibum, do chalitza. So the Gemara says, by suffer gerishin, why don't you have the same chumra? Make her do chalitza. So the Gemara, because what happens is every time you make a person do chalitza, you run the risk that they might do yibum. And in the case of Suffolk Gerishin, doing yibum would be terrible because she has the chazak of being a tzaras erva. So therefore, don't be machmer and make her have chalitza. In the case of Kedushin, worst case scenario, do yibum. Well, that's what the halacha biblically is anyway. So therefore, we're not worried. That's what we got to yesterday. We are up to Esri Abaya, which is on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, sixth line from the top. Esri Abaya. So Abaya asked the following question. Nabu Abaya's Olav, Vabas Ochiv. A person was with his wife. His wife was his brother's daughter. Okay? Reuben married Shimon's daughter. Reuben and Shimon's daughter were in a house. Rachmanel was fun. The house collapsed, and both died. Now, there's a major difference here. If Mrs. Reuven died, who is Shimon's daughter, then the other one of Reuven's wives falls to Shimon, the Chalitza Le'ibum, because she's not a Tzaris Erva at the time of death. At the time of Reuven's death, Reuven was no longer married to Shimon's daughter because Shimon's daughter had predeceased him, and therefore she would need Chalitza Le'ibum. If Reuven died first, so at the time of death, he was married to Shimon's daughter because she was still alive. And therefore, the tzara is a tzaris erba. So here we don't know what happened. There was a collapse of the house. We don't know who died first. Obviously, they died between the hours of 9 and 9.05. But we don't know whether one died 9.01 and one died 9.02, and we don't know who died first. And since we go at the time of Misa, and at the time of Misa, it's not clear.
He had
more than one wife. Reuven was married to two wives. One of them was Shimon's daughter. She was the one, the lucky one, who was in the house with him when the house collapsed. They both died. We don't know who died first, Reuven or his wife, who was Shimon's daughter.
Another brother somewhere?
Shimon.
And
his daughter. Shimon. And Reuven had two wives, and he has a brother, Shimon. One of Reuven's wives was Shimon's daughter. However, Reuven and his wife both got killed in this collapse of the house. Nabu Abayis Olav Abbas Ochiv. Ve'en Yudua Ezim and Meis Rishon. So Tzarasa Chalatzis, V'loi Misya Vemes. So we say, listen, you can't allow Yibum because she might be a Tzaras Erva. You can't let her go free because she might not be a Tzaras Erva. Therefore, Chalitza, no Yibum. V'amai, Hokanami Nebi Ishas Du B'cheskes Hetzel L'shokimedes. Her chazaka was that she can get married with nothing. The last thing we knew for sure was that she was a tzaras erva. We don't know if that status ever changed. Because if she died second, that means she was a tzaras erva, meaning the other wife was a tzaras erva. We don't know if her status ever changed. There is a chazaka. The chazaka is Shprinza, the second wife of Reuven, was a tzaras erva. Reuven was married to Shimon's daughter. One second. Reuven was married to Shimon's daughter and to Shprinza.
I mean, under normal circumstances.
She's a Tzaris Erva.
Right. If he died.
She's a Tzaris Erva now.
She's an Erva. She's a
Shprinza is a Tzaris Erva.
I understand, but that doesn't kick in until after Reuven's death.
That's not true. It doesn't affect us till afterwards. But she is a Tzaris Erva. Her last known status, she was a Tzaret Erva.
Called Chazaka, even though it's not effective?
Well, what is her status?
I'm just making sure that it's covering the base.
So, again, Tzaret and Chalet is like Mr. Emes. The question is, if he would do Yibum, he's going against the Chazaka. Right. So we don't have to do Chalit, it's not Yibum. But we just said that every time you require a Chalit that's not biblically mandated, you run the risk that the guy will do Yibum, and that'll be terrible. So we don't mandate Chalitza. So leave things alone. Say nothing. Let her go free. Let her go free. That's her Chazaka. Her Chazaka was she was a Tzaret Erva. Let her not eat Chalitza. Let her not eat Yibum. Why are we requiring Chalitza? By Suffolk Garrison, we said, don't require Chalitza, because he might do Yibum, and that'll be terrible, because the Chazaka was that she doesn't need Chalitza.
And be an
Eishes Ach. Be Eishes Ach, correct.
And this would also be Eishes Ach?
Why not? She's Reuven's wife, and he's a Tzaret Erva.
That's a Deraisa.
Yes.
That makes it a Deraisa. Okay.
Why don't we say her Chazaka is Eishes Ach? She's not allowed to have Yibum at all.
No, he's gone.
They're both, he's dead.
Right, but
her Chazaka is... Well, nobody says Chazaka goes against the reality. Chazaka says, assume things didn't change. Unless you know they changed. We know he died. Now, I will give you, if it's a Shaila, whether he died for a different reason, whether we have to know when he died, Chazaka would say he died at the last possible moment. But he's dead. So again, Zakti Gemara. Amai, Hachanami Nehmi Ishizu B'cheskeset L'shuk HaMeres. She is in the Chazaka being Mutter L'shuk. U'misavik Atabol HaYisrael. And you're coming to ask her a misafik. I'll test her at a misafik. Don't ask her. Because if you're going to make her ask her and require chalitza, you want to be machmer and say, do chalitza rabbinically. Because biblically she doesn't need chalitza. Chazaka absolved her. But it's a chumra that will read to a kula. She might have been chalitza, Ms. Yavemis. Because if you tell her to eat chalitza, he might do yibum, and doing yibum would be violating biblical law. Just like by Suffolk Garrison, we said don't do chalitza because it's not worth being machmer a rabbinic chalitza because he might end up doing yibum. So don't be machmer rabbinic chalitza. Okay, so here also, don't be machmer rabbinic chalitza because biblically she doesn't need anything. Chazaka said the rights of. Chazaka says if you don't know what happened, assume nothing happened. Everything stayed the same. So biblically speaking, this lady can tell Shimon, I'm your Tzaret Erva, have a wonderful day and a wonderful life. And invite me to your kids' chasanus. If it's not COVID. Right? So biblically speaking, she's a free lady. Tzaret says you want to be machmer. Rabbinically, we like to be machmer. We want to add chalitza. But you just told me that we don't make rabbinic chumras for chalitza in a case when it might come to yibum, which would be a violation of biblical law. So why over there do we say chalitza? Rashi ba'bat ochiv. V'hi ishtai, and she is his wife, tzaras chalitza. V'mitzum v'loy klum, v'shem tzaras erva. We can't let her go free. V'shem shemihi meisa rishayna. Because Reuven's wife, who's Shimon's daughter, might have died first, and then he died. Utanan and our Mishnah said, Kulum and Mesa are Rayas Kedim Lebalehen, that if the Erevas died before their husband, Sarasay Mutaris, because we go by the moment of death, the Paragama. The Lebbe Sevemes, Shemahu Mesvisha, maybe he died first. Havalahak Tsaras Vitae, then she is a Tsaras Erva. Havalikasina, Kumradasim Vekulu, Shimata Mechaletas, Ms. Sevemes. So basically, we want to know, what is the difference between Suffolk Garrison? What is the difference between Suffolk Garrison and the case of Suffolk of who died first? By Suffolk Garrison, we say we can't be machmer. It's too dangerous to be machmer. And over there, we don't seem to be bothered by the danger. Problem?
No.
Dr. Gamara.
No, he was talking about something else.
Dr. Gamara. And for the Gemara can give two answers. Answer number one is, Gerisha the Shechichi Gazabu Rabbanon. Again, it's amount of cases. Gerushin unfortunately happens frequently. Suffering Gerushin is something that could happen on a more frequent basis. Because since there's a lot of divorces, there's a lot, automatically, there's more suffering Gerushins. So therefore, it's something we take into account. If we're going to make chalitza, it might end up in Yibum. Houses collapsing on people and killing them is a very, very non-common, what word am I looking for? Uncommon occurrence. So to have an uncommon occurrence and to require chalitza and it might lead to Yibum is like so uncommon and so remotely off, it's like off the chart. We don't worry about that. It's not in our spectrum. It's not in what we look at. And therefore, they didn't make a gezeira there. You're right. Had it been a common occurrence, they would say, don't let chalitza. But how many times does this happen? And how many times will the chalitza lead to Yibum? It's so remote that they don't think about it.
Why? So is this remote?
Not
remote. So you
want to avoid
your
There's a rule that says, Milsid uncommon things, Rabbanon leave alone. Now, they didn't leave it alone completely. They said, do chalitza. But to be geyser not to do chalitza, because he might come to do Yibum in such a remote case, that they didn't. So it's interesting. They did make Gzeira. They made chalitza. Because biblically there's no need for chalitza. They did make Gzeira. But this would have been a second step Gzeira. Do chalitza? No, don't do chalitza. That far we don't go. It's interesting. Because in at the end of the day, by Gerushin, we're not making any Gzeiras. And by Nafal Bayis, we are making Gzeira. But it's based on the fact that by Gerushin, if you make one, you got to make two. And by Nafal, you can make one without making two because it's so remote. So it ends up that there's more Gzeiras by the remote case than there is by the common case. Because if you make Zera 1 by the common case, you have to be afraid of 2, and therefore you can't make it. Whereas by the remote case, we're not afraid of a remote of a remote, and therefore we don't make it. We make only 1.
It's like 4 remotes, really. I mean, here you have a guy, and he's married to a...
Right, then it should happen at the same moment.
And he and his wife both died.
Exactly.
And he didn't have any kids.
Right, right, exactly. Rashi. Gazim Rabbanon, the Suffolk Garish in Be'erva, Loisach Letatzara, the Atoy Mechaletis, Yimisavemet, because of the fear that he might come to Yibum. That's answer number 1. Answer number 2. The answer is as follows. Let me speak of that outside, we'll do it inside. By my playlist, you ask people what happened. No human being will say who died first. There's no way to know. The house collapsed, they both died. Nobody else knows. There's no way to know. Every single person knows that we don't know what happened. By Gerushin, it's a Suffolk car of law, Suffolk car of law. Now, you see that she gets chalitza. So you'll say, oh, they probably figured out that it was a get. Because when you see the chalitza happening, it's something that's, I'm going to use a word that I don't know exists, it's ascertainable. It's possible to... What?
Discernible?
I don't think so. What?
They're both words.
Ascertainable. You could figure out whether to get what to get or not. Now, we didn't. But it's something that's very possible that we can figure out what really happened. By Nafal Habayis, ain't no way to figure it out. Everybody knows you can't figure this out. So they know it's a suffix. Therefore, when they see chalitza, they're not going to say they figured it out. They know nobody can figure it out. When they see chalitza by suffix get, they'll say, oh, they must have figured it out that it was a get. And therefore, they're doing chalitza. And therefore, they might come to do Yibum. Let's read it inside. Enoch, Gerush is the Kaima Arba, the Kamukuk. She's right here in the Arba. Right? The Tarasa Kamatsuk chalitza. The Arba is here. She's alive. And we're making the Tzara get chalitza. Omri, people will say, Kamu be Rabbanu begita the Gita Malyahu. They must have figured out that it was a good get. It's something that's figure ascertainable, discernible, whatever word you want to use. And therefore, since it's figure, you can figure it out. We'll assume they figured it out. We won't say they're being machmer. They'll say, oh, they must have looked into it and figured it out. Vasilihume. And the guy will say, if I can do chalitz, I can do yibum. But it's not true. Litzara. My pilots become Uba Rabbana, but my pilots, does anybody really think that we figured out what happened under that building? And therefore everybody will know it's a suffix, and nobody will come to do yibum. Rashi. So Rashi, the Kaima Erva, come on. She's here. The Kamukas, and she shows that go right, and she's a Tsaras Erva. Everybody knows this is the Tsaras Erva, about the Matsukas Chalitza, and you require Chalitza. Also, a Mamer, come obey Rabbana Begitam. Rabbana must have figured out the get. Begitam all you, and it's a good get. The ain't a Tsaras Erva, and it's not a Tsaras Erva, but the Yibume, they'll come to do Yibum. Abu Mapilus, Inam Yimatsukas Chalitza, even if you require Chalitza, Miyatsu Lamamer, come obey Rabbana Begitam. Can you really say to Rabbanim, figure it out? Elu hadayanim hamatzichim oisim chalitza. Nefiyam heim? Are they prophets? V'yadu shimeisa rishayna. They know that she died first. The lazy yabim l'tzara. That he'll come to be miyabim l'tzara. Is anybody going to say, oh, the Rabbanim have ruach hakadosh. They know what happened in there. Nobody's going to say that. Umeidi yadu died the chotim shum sveki. It's not something that people can say, oh, chalitza, that means this must have happened. No. Chalitza, because they don't know. By get, chalitza, because they figured it out.
What if the two die at the same time?
What?
If the two die at the same time.
The shaila, is that possible? Can something happen at the exact same moment?
In car crashes.
Same moment? Same second? See, Hashem Yerachem, Rachman al-Litzlan, that two people should be killed in a crash. But when we say two people died in a crash, we're not saying they both died at 7:01 and 13 seconds. It makes no difference to us whether it's 7:01 and 13 seconds or 7:01 and 22 seconds. But here, it makes a halachic difference.
Well, if one was told, you know, rush to the hospital, you know which one died later, right?
And again, in this case, right. They're not rushing anybody to the hospital.
Right.
By the time they dig them up, 3 days later, they're both gone. The collapse. Earthquake. Tsunami.
Was at the same time, it would be the same Shiloh.
Yeah, that would be it. The question is, can it even happen at the same time as Machlokes Tanaim? Might be a machlokes tanaim, might not be a machlokes tanaim. It's not the sugya here. Zakta Gemara Vayter. So we have a beautiful terrace, it works, and now the Gemara is going to turn it upside down. Frak the Gemara. We got a Gerishim Eloi Tanan. Isn't there a Mishnah in Gittin that says Safek Gerishim in the case that our Mishnah doesn't?
Huh?
Eloi Tanan. Isn't there a Mishnah that says there is Safek Gerishim? Where is the Mishnah? Vatanan. Haisa Manitus Yosarabim. The woman was standing in the street. This is a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. Vizarkula Karavla Magareshes, Karavla Yaina Magareshes. They threw her the get. The land in her four Amas, she's Magareshes. Land in his four Amas, she's not Magareshes. Mechza Mechza Magareshes, Yaina Magareshes. Mechza Mechza means? We don't know. We don't know whether the get was good. Now, look, is she's a Suffolk Magareshes. Ramina Lamayo Chasim. And we said, I don't know where we said, this is not in a Mishnah, but I guess we explained the Mishnah, the Kayan who has to relate, that if the husband is a Kayan, he can't stay married to her. He can't remarry her. Reuben, the Kayan, was Magareshes' wife with a Suffolk get. Now, we go over to him and say, Reuben, you might be divorced, you might not be divorced. He said, you know what, I'll take her back. Can't. You're a Kayan. You're a Kayan, Reuben. You can't remarry her. She might be a Grusha. And the Erva he tzarasa by Chalitza. And we also say there that if she's an Erva, her tzara is a Suffolk tzaras Erva, and we need Chalitza. That's how we explain that Mishnah. And over there, nobody seems to be bothered with what we're bothered over here. You said a whole stickle tire here that the reason the Mishnah didn't say that case is because we're afraid he might be Miyabmer. Well, nobody seems to be bothered over there by saying that. Over that.
It's exactly the same case.
Exactly the same case. Rashi. Karvloi Mephayesh Mesechtes Gittin. L'may Hilchus the Ketanim Megureshes. Period. So, over there we seem satisfied. So we're back to the question. That means we don't like our answer, because over there we seem to say that you can make chalitza and not be afraid of evil.
Is that because he's a
kohen? No. There's two differences there. One for kayan, period, and one for tzaras arva. Nothing to do one with the other.
Because he's a kohen and we make the gear stronger.
No, we don't. We're just saying you can't remarry her. The same topic.
Troll or kohen really shouldn't matter.
Well, he's troll, can remarry her.
Just
separate issues. That's
what I'm
saying.
We had a problem with Gershon, okay? And we answered it. Then we start talking about Poland, okay? And then we said, oh, you know what? We have a Gershon that's exact, it's almost the exact same case. We have a. What are you going to about Poland in the middle for?
The case here is.
I'll get to you in a second. Let me first explain. I hear your question. It's a very nice question. It's a good question. But I want to, let me just take this case first, yes. I don't know why you think that the difference of Saras Arba has anything to do with the Kayan. You know, this minion doesn't have a Kayan. Like half the Minyanim in Cleveland Heights have no Kayan these days. Kahanim are hibernating during COVID. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes. The answer to your question is, the way I see it, is that the Gemara likes to ask a question that it can give an answer to before it asks the question that ultimately it doesn't have an answer for. So when they were Mesader it, they said, some people asked this question and we were able to answer it. Then some people asked the next question and we try to answer it, and ultimately we say, all right. Had we done this, we wouldn't have been able to discuss the case of Mapilus and show you the difference between the two cases. So Rabin and Ravashi, when they wrote the Gemara, said, I think this is the difference between Babel and Yerushalmi. Again, this is speculative. In Yerushalmi, you have very few answers, discussions. Question, answer. Question, answer. Question, change your mind. Move on. In Babel, you have many discussions back and forth and have a meeting in Maskanas. So had the Gemara gone to this case first, at the end of the day, we would not have had the case in Mapilus. It wouldn't have come in. And you would have never known that there's a difference between the two cases.
Why is that? Why is there a difference?
Because in our Bibles we gave two answers. Because the Gemara says, "B'machshakim hashivani zu Talmud Bavli." They were clearer in Eretz Yisrael. They had a clear Messiah. Very little room for questions and answers and arguments of Havaminas and Maskanas. In Babel, they didn't have that clarity, darkness. The Netziv, it's an interesting Netziv. The Netziv says that because, you know, it ends up being a favor, because they didn't have that clear Messiah, they developed the kayak of figuring things out with Havaminas and Maskanas, which preserved Tairav in the long range. Yes, Rabbi Schutz.
In that, in the Mapilus, it says in the Mishnah, for the Rabbi
Schutz. That's true. True, that's the Farish in the Mishnah, and the case in Gittin is not the Farish in the Mishnah. That's a much simpler answer. Interestingly enough, Tysus points out that there's no such Gemara that explains the Mishnah that way. Ramina Allah, and Tysus says, where? He doesn't know. Okay. And for the Gemara. Well, Tysus didn't. And for the Gemara. Hayat Allah. There's an answer. Which decides we get that outside or inside? I guess we'll do it outside. Inside. Rabbi Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Tavayu. How come Bishteki to aid the Maskinon? The case in Gittin is talking about the Suffolk Garrison came about because we have two witnesses that testify in opposite directions. One set of witnesses says it was in her foramen. One set of witnesses say it was in his forum. Now, can Chazaka work? Can Chazaka work biblically when you have two Adam against the Chazaka? When you have Trey, two Adam on one side, two Edom on the other side. Is there a halacha of placing on Chazakah when you have two Edom against two Edom? Let me try to explain. I'm explaining it, I believe, the way Rabbi Kivager explains this in the Tshuvas, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly. We have a rule that two Edom is the best clarification you can ever get. Nothing is clearer than two Edom. Nothing. If you have two Edom against 40 Edom, it's equal. Because 40 against 2, as far as the Torah is concerned, 2 is clarity. 2 against 2 is total unclarity. And 2 against 40 is the same unclarity. Nothing is better than 2 Edom. 2 Edom is the top of the line clarity. So when you have two Edoms against each other, you're lost. Now, comes along the Torah and wrote a rule called Chazakah. Well, how does Chazakah work? If Chazakah Pshat is, logic tells me things didn't change. If that's true, then you can't use it against two Edom. It's no better than another two Edom. Two against four, we wouldn't do anything. So add Chazakah to two Edom. Big deal. So it's two Edom against four Edom. Is Chazakah a level of clarity? And if it is, it can't work when there's two Edom against two Edom. That is called treyu trey sveka deraisa. When it's two against two, there's nothing to do biblically. Nothing. You cannot do anything biblically because you've had clarity on both sides to the highest level. No other thing of clarity can come in to solve the issue because the Torah gave to Edom the greatest credibility that there is. And when you have two against two, you can't add rave. You can't add anything. Because two Edom are better than anything. If two Edom are as good as four, they're as good as Edom and Raif. Let's say you're a majority. You say, oh, you go bust a Raif. You can't go bust a Raif when there's two Edom on the other side. Raif says, this is probably what happened. Well, two Edom are telling you it didn't happen. And the Torah says two Edom is it. But two Edom tell you it did happen. The answer is, there's no more room for clarity. This is as best as you'll get it, which means you don't get it. And therefore, you can't use Chazakah. That's if you hold Treyu Trey Sveika Deraisa. The Gemara is going to say afterwards, we hold Treyu Trey Sveika Derabonim. Which means Chazakah is not clarity. Chazakah is saying, behave this way when there is no clarity. It's not telling you this is probably what happened. It's not doing any clarity. It's saying, when you don't know what happened, what are you supposed to do? Rule Chazakah. Not because that tells you what happened. Not because it makes it more logical. It's because this is what you do when you don't know what to do. If you learn that way, then Chazakah can work against two Edom. Because it's saying, we're not saying we know now what happened, or we have a greater probability that that's what happened. It's we don't know. The Torah gave us advice what to do when we don't know. Chazakah. If you learn Treyu Trey Sveika Deraisa, that means the Torah said when you have two against two, zero can help. Zero. Because Chazakah is a means of clarity. Not a strong means of clarity, but some clarity. Well, you can't have any clarity against two Edom. Two Edom is as good as it gets. And if two Edom can't help work against ten, two Edom work against two Edom and Chazakah. Doesn't help anything. If you learn Treyu Trey Sveika Derabonim, then you're saying Chazakah is not a clarity. You're right. No clarity can work when you have two against two. But we're not using clarity. We're using what to do when you don't have clarity. That can work by Treyu Trey. Now, the Gemara at the beginning is going to say that Treyu Trey is Sveika Derabonim, which means there's no way to use Chazakah when you have two Edom on each side. Because when you want to use more clarity, is Chazakah better than other five sets of Edom? If you have two Edom against ten Edom, we also say we don't know. So Chazakah is not better than another set of Edom. Let's read it inside. Zakti Gemar. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Damit Havayu. Halka b'shtei kitei Edom askino. Two pairs of Edom. Agas Ameris Karav Lev. The Agas Ameris Karav Lev. The Havile Sveika Deraisa. This is a biblical suffix. And therefore, there's no room for Chazakah. You can't use Chazakah there. Therefore, over there, Tzaras Erva needs Chalitza. We can't say leave her on the Chazaka that she's a Tzaras Erva. We're not requiring Chalitza as a rabbinic chumra. We're requiring Chalitza because we don't know what happened. We don't know. And there's nothing that can help us. Because we have the greatest level of clarity on both sides, which means we are totally confused and nothing can help us. So if you don't know, you have to give chalitza. It's a subject that writes a l'chumra. You have to be machmer. They might end up doing yibum. Listen, what are we supposed to do? We can't let this woman go free. We can't. Subject that writes her. Chazaka can't work. Try you trade snake in the raisa. Meaning, there's no way biblically to do anything when you have two Adam on the other side. Nothing. It's unclarifiable. Without anything. Nothing can clarify this.
So it's whether or not Chazak can help. It depends on if it's right or wrong.
Correct. And Rabbi Kivanger translates it to mean, we'll do it in Lomdish terms for a second. Is Chazaka Birur or Chazaka Din? Is Chazaka a way of clarity? If you don't know, logic says things didn't change. Or is Chazaka a halacha to do when you don't know, but it doesn't clarify? Treyu Trey is the highest level of clarity, but you can have halachas that kick in when you're not clear. If you learn Chazaka as a birur, is a clarification, like Reiv. Reiv is a clarification, not as strong as Adam. But when we go by Reiv, what are we saying? Probability is that nothing, this is what happened. Chazaka is a probability. Things don't usually change. If you learn that way, Dr. Kivager, then Trey or Trey, Trey or Trey, because no clarity is better than Adam. But if you learn, the Chazaka is not a clarity, because as Corey pointed out, it definitely changed. The question is just when it changed, or how it changed. So therefore, it's not a clarity. So then it's just what to do when you're not clear. So we can use that when you have Trey or Trey. Why not? Why not? It's not telling us any clarity. It's just saying, this is the Torah's prescription for non-clarity. Not like it. Like a din, like a birur, the longest way of putting it.
You hold it din.
Right.
And either way, you should be applied. No? Either when you learn it's a derisa.
Well, if you hold it derisa, you're saying it's not din. That's the argument. If you hold trade, tzveik in the right, then it means you hold you can't apply Chazaka. Why not? Because Chazaka is not a din, it's a clarification. And no clarification can be better than Adam. That's how Rabbi Kivanger explains the machloikis of trade, tzveik in the right, or trade, tzveik in the rabbanon. What is Chazaka? Is Chazaka birur, or is Chazaka din?
How is Chazaka learned out to begin with? It was
the Gemara Yabulim Davchet. Has a whole shtickle tire on how we learn Chazaka. Mara proves it. Source.
In the case over there, you can't tell the difference between which one it would be.
I'm not going to have to look up the Gemara now and remember exactly what the case is. There's like, Gemara tries it from many points. It's the Gemara proves Chazaka. The Gemara proves right there, too. Gemara says, how do I know about Chazaka? How do I know about the right? The question is Chazaka clarity? Then you can't use it against Adam. Is Chazaka din? Then you can use it against Adam. Yeah, but Reuben needs to come on. Reuben the lesser come on. I really don't want to get into this. We'll learn Chulam one day. Merch Hashem Chulam. We'll learn Chulam and we'll get there.
Is that before Kitten or after?
Well, in the Seder Hadvarim, we hope to learn Kitten first. Okay, bye.
He's going to ask that question about where it was before.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not understanding you.
Rebbe answered him. He said, where is Chazaka? And Rebbe said, Dafchas, right?
Now, Corey asked me, what's the source that we go by Chazaka? I said, it's Chulam Dafchas.
So I want to know, yesterday, Corey told Rebbe, I'm going to ask you this question.
No, he did not. But, you know, no offense. Rabbi Schiff might correct me. It might not be Dafchas, but I think it is Dafchas. Am I right? It's Dafchas? I think it's Dafchas. Might be Tess. might be chesed test. The answer is there's certain gemaras that stick in your mind. I don't remember much, but there's certain gemaras that stick in your mind, like things that, like, Chazaka and Rav are like something that, you know, like you used to...
Like Kedushin, three different things.
Well, that you said that. I didn't say that. You were the one that said. You were the one that said that you know the Mishnah and Kedushin, and you know. So that was your Bekiyas and Shas. That was your Bekiyas and Shas, not mine.
Thank you, medication.
And for the Gemara Nachamo, Rabbi Rabbi Yisuf Dami Tavayu, Hacha the case of Masechtas Gittin is Mishnei Kitei Edim Askina. There are two pairs of Edim. Achas Hameres Karav Lo. To something deraisa, and therefore you cannot use chazaka. Well, masnisin our mishnah the hacha bekatachas. It's one aid against one aid. That is not ultimate clarification. One aid says it was karav law. One aid says karav loy. You know what? We have no clarity at all. It's not that we have clarification on both sides. We have none. Aid echa doesn't count for this. So what do we do? So there you can use chazaka. Have a l'sveikah drabonah. Here for sure, it's not a biblical suffix because you don't have clarity. It's only when you have highest level clarity against highest level clarity. By one aid against one aid, there's no high level clarity. So therefore chazaka is a clarity that can be added on.
We're ultimately affected, all right?
True. But the question is, are you allowed to use chazaka to clarify? No chulin here?
It is. It's
Yoram is based? Wow, two blood off. So then Raib is on test? Raib is after chazaka. I thought it was on Yoram. Look at my mistake. One minute. Zainam Ibeis is the story of Pilchus Ben Yair. Oh, that's Chesed. Naivet Chidu Zachayin Mulevuna, right. Right. And then also Shibarat to myself with the Mefrekis, right, right. And then it's, okay, my mistake. Yes.
This whole story of the get being thrown in the Rishus Rabin, does that mean that in the end nobody picked up the get? It's just laying there still in the Rishus Rabin?
It doesn't make a difference who picked up the get. Avram Cohn came and picked up the get.
Saying if the lady picks up the get, she walks over and picks it up, she's yours.
No, she's not. No. It has to be handed to her. She can't pick it up herself. The halacha Masechtas Gittin, Wadaf Rabbi Cohn, called Tligitech, that if you tell a woman, take your divorce, she's not divorced. The Torah says, V'nasam b'yada. He has to put it into her rishus. In fact, the Gemara in Gittin wants to know, how do I know he can put it into her shus? Maybe he has to put it in her hand. And the Gemara derives, it can be any part, anything that belongs to her. But he has to hand it to her. If she takes it from him, it's not a good divorce. Take your get. It doesn't count. Halacha by get is he has to hand it to her. Much you never have to do, but if you ever watch a get, the woman holds her hand. She's not allowed to pick it up towards the get. She's just to hold it hand and let the get drop in her hand. They watch her like a hawk, because if she picks up her hand to get it, then she's taking it. We don't want her to take it. We want her to receive it. So we tell her, hold your hand steady. Don't move them. Don't move up. Because if you move up, you make a problem. Stand still, and the husband drops it into her hand.
Last question. If that's the case, why don't we just... If there's a table in front of her, can he throw the get to the table?
And we don't do anything today with Dalai Lama's and anything today. Today we stick very much to her hand. You want to know how logically? I don't know. I didn't learn Hilchos Gittin. I don't know. But if you want to know today, Mizmarazah, we don't put it anywhere but in her hand or in her shliach's hand. She can appoint the shliach who will receive the get for her.
And why do we drop it into her hand rather than just hand it to her?
Because it's, you really want to know the truth? Because when you hand something to somebody, you don't know who handed it, who pulled and who handed.
Uh-huh.
How much did you pull and how much did I hand?
And by her raising her hands, they keep on doing it till she becomes stationary. Because even lifting her hands is as if she's pulling it?
Right, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Excellent. Right. Rashi. Zok Rashi, the Avel is faking the Raisa. They're keeping the Trey Amri Karav Lam. They must look for Tara Chazaka. You can't use Chazaka. Ulamifter Lama Bloy Chalitza. By the way, Dr. Harris, I want to clarify. The Gemara uses the word Tzvekid Rabbanim here in the 1 aid against 1 aid is not the Din Halacha. That's saying, even if Chazaka is a clarity, you're allowed to use it in a case of 1 against 1 because there's no highest level clarity. Later on, the Gemara will say that even by 2 by 2 it's a Tzvekid Rabbanim. Then it's that the Gemara switched in the understanding of Chazaka. Masnissan Dacha Bekatachas. Aidai Mekarav Lai. Aidai Mekarav La. 1 aid says it's close to him, and 1 says it's close to her. Kedushin, who can we miss me? So in the case of Kedushin, in our Mishnah we can say it, Mishnah Mecheskes Hetel Yabim Kaima, because she has the Chazaka being Mutter Le'ibum, and Mishnah Eid Echad Amakar of Lola Mechkin Elam Chazaka, and Eid Echad is not enough to change the status. The Chalitza, she gets Chalitza. I will be Gerish and Lekha the Mishnah, because the Mecheskes Hetel Le'shuk Kaima, and Chazaka is that she can get married without anything. The 1 egg wants to change her chazaka. But keeping the lack of edus shalom, you don't have a complete set of edus. Azmina lekula become a kmina chazaka. We say 1 egg does not change status. Status remains the same. Because over here, you might end up doing yibum. Meaning, 2 edim make it impossible to use chazaka. 1 egg leave things on chazaka. Dr. Gemara, umimai masnisin hokum bekatachas. How do I know the Mishnah here is talking about 1 pair? Who told you that our Mishnah, meaning, why are we assuming that the Mishnah didn't say the case? Because had it said the case, it would have been 1 pair. Could have said the case and been 2 pairs. And it would have worked. How do I know that if the Mishnah was to say the case here, it would have been 1 pair, and you would have been able to use Chazaka? Well, maybe the Mishnah would have said the case, and it would have been 2 pairs, and everything would have been wonderful. Zakti Gemara, dum yidah kedushin. Ma kedushin bekat achas, av gerishin bekat achas. The case of kedushin is 1 pair. And since the case of kedushin is 1 pair, had it said the case of gerishin, it would have also been 1 pair, 1 against 1. Now, how do I know Kedushin is 1 pair? Maybe Kedushin is 2 pairs. We'll see that in a minute. Rashi, Abba Gerishim Katachas Klaimer. If it would have said Gerishin, it would have had to have been 1 against 1. Now, Karkachavim, it took me to the Kedushin, because it would have been similar to the case of Kedushin. Shemachi Loi Tanilah. Meaning, our Mishnah doesn't say the case of Gerishin, because the case of Gerishin would have been problematic. But it's only problematic if it's 1 against 1. So why are you saying that the Mishnah would have meant 1 against 1? The answer is by Kedushin it's 1 against 1. So the analogous case of Gerishin would have been 1 against 1. And that would have been problematic. Therefore the Mishnah didn't say the case of Gerishin. Frak the Gemara, the Kedushin Gufayim in my Debekatachas. Dilma Bebeskete. The Kedushin, how do I know it's 1 pair, 1 against 1? Maybe it's 2 against 2. Zuck the Gemara, a teretz that we won't understand. But we'll say it anyway. If there would have been 2 edim that say there was Kedushin, and 2 edim that say there weren't Kedushin, right? We would have said, which the Gemara is going to jump on right away, we would have said she can have Yibam. Because she's in the status of being Mutiliyam. We would have left her with Chazaka, which is exactly the opposite of what we said till now, that when you have 2 edim against 2 edim, you can't use Chazaka. But the Gemara answers now, had it been 2 edim to say yes Kedushin and 2 edim to say no Kedushin, we would have said, do Yibum, because of Chazaka. Therefore, the Mishnah must be talking about 1 against 1, which makes no sense. Dr. Gemara, Ibn Bez Edim, Kitaydin, the Shabbat Bein Bekach Klub. Frak the Gemara, Kai mi edim v'kar mi kar v'la, v'at amet esyabim v'ein mekach klum. You want to tell me that 2 edim are saying that she was mekudeshes, and you leave, and you let her have yibum? How can you say that? What kind of havamin is that? Adarab, if it's 2 edim against 2 edim, you can't use chazaka. Thank you, the Raisa. V'su. And furthermore, v'shtei kitei edim nami sveikid rabbanani. And here the Gemara throws out, the assumption that we had till now. You said that when it's two against two, we can't use chazaka. It's not right. We can use chazaka two against two, and the Gemara is going to prove it. And therefore, your assumption that trey u'trey is a sveikid deraisa, and chazaka can't be used when you have two edim against two edim, is false. It's flawed. Because it's not true. Because I'm going to show you a case of two against two, and we do use chazaka. That means two against two is a din of chazaka. And therefore, your answer that two against two, we don't use chazaka, is not true. We do use chazaka. There's no difference two against two or one against one. And therefore, we're back where we were, which means we're stuck. The whole answer was that the Mishnah getting is two against two. That's why over there we say chaletzes. Over here it's one against one, we can't say chaletzes, because they might do yibum. And it would be against chazaka. Well, over there it's also against chazaka. Same thing. Your answer is two against two, so we don't use chazaka. It's not true. We do use chazaka by two against two. We will start this Gemara again over on Sunday and Monday from the Kasha of Kedushin Gufayim. The Metzushim we will start again. And we'll discuss Trey again. Shabbat Drashah, Shabbat Rabbanim, Shabbat Sunday morning. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos.